Damascus says the military presence of the United States in Turkey and Syrian soil is illegal. Now, the political and media advisor to the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, said that Damascus would deal with the U.S. and Turkey as, quote, invader countries. Buthaina Shaban also made it clear that the Syrian government would not give up on the city of Raqqa. The city was Daesh's main stronghold in Syria before it was captured last by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. She called on the Kurdish forces to learn a lesson from what happened in Iraqi Kurdistan in a reference to the failed secession attempt there. Joining us via Skype from New Jersey is James Petras. He's a Middle East expert. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Petras. Now, as far as the presence of Turkey and U.S. on Syrian soil goes, these countries portray themselves as liberators almost, but Syrian government doesn't see it that way.
It's very clear to any international observer and any student of international law that the Bashar al-Assad government is exercising the sovereignty of Syria's independent state. The clear notion that the U.S. is occupying territory, establishing military bases, fomenting a separatist group is contrary to any principles. And I think Bashar al-Assad is absolutely correct about that. What one can only surmise that at this time, Washington is looking for a pretext to continue the war in Syria after suffering very important setbacks. I think the stimulating the departure of Hariri in Lebanon, the claims that Iran is sending missiles to Saudi Arabia are all part of a provocation that is designed to heighten tensions in the Middle East. It's very clear Bashar al-Assad, Russia, Hezbollah, Iran are looking toward a peaceful resolution of this terrorist occupation of their countries and of the nefarious activities of the Israelis, the Saudis, and Trump's Washington. This is not going to succeed. There is no basis for it, and I think the Kurds best recognize that there are only can play a role in a federal settlement where they can exercise local authority within the jurisdiction of the Syrian state.
All right, that's Middle East expert James Petras joining us via Skype from New Jersey. Mr. Petras, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.